We're doing Samach Gimel Amar Aleph in Ervin, and we're in the middle of the sugya of whether or not it's permissible for a Talmud, for a student, to paskin Shiloh, no matter how easy it is, to in front of his Rebbe. So we're going to start from the last line, the bottom line, on Samach Beis Amar Beis. So it says, Rav Chista, the Gemara beforehand just discussed the fact that Rav Chista would not paskin in front of Rav Huna, even on the most simplest halachas. However, Rav Chista Ayri the Kafri, Bishnei de Rav Huna. He would paskin, Rav Chista did paskin in the city of Kafri while Rav Huna was alive, because Kafri was far away, was not the city of Rav Huna. Rav Amnuna, now on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Huna Ayri b'Charsa de Arges, Rav Amnuna rather would paskin in the city of Charsa built by Arges. So Bishnei de Rav Chista, in the lifetime of Rav Chista, again the point here is that it was in a different location, so it was okay. Ravina Sar Sakina B'Bavel. Ravina used to check knives in Bavel, meaning there is a halacha that you're supposed to have the gadol, the most chashuv person in the town, is supposed to check the chalaf, the sheichet's knife before he shechts, and Ravina used to take this covet even though Rav Ashi was alive. So Amalei Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, "My time over Mar Hochi. Why did you do this? Why did you check the knife?" Amalei Bahar Rav Hamnuna Iri Becharsa D'Arges B'Shnei the Rav Chista. So Rav Hamnuna. So Ravina said, "Well, just like Rav Hamnuna used to paskin in the years of Rav Chista, it was in a different city." Amalei. So Rav Ashi's response was, "La Bari Itmar. I thought what he said was that he wouldn't paskin in Rav Chista's lifetime, so you shouldn't have looked at the knife during my lifetime." Amalei, Ravina answered, "Itmar oiri the itmar loy oiri." It says, first of all, it says that he paskin, and it says that it didn't paskin. It depends. B'shnei de Rav Huna Rabbe Huda loy oiri. While Rav Huna, that was Rav Hamnuna's Rebbe, he taka didn't paskin. Huda loy oiri. V'oiri b'shnei de Rav Chista, but while Rav Chista was alive, even though he was a Talmud, the Talmud Chover delay have, because he was a Talmud Chover, as Rashi says, that he was a Talmud, even though he was a Talmud, eventually he knew as much as his Rebbe, and he didn't, and he learned more from other sources, so therefore he was able to paskin also. So Ravina says, "I'm also Talmud Chover." So this is very interesting, because we're dealing with Ravina and Ravashi, the ones who wrote Shas, the ones who wrote Talmud Bavli as we know it, or edited it. In any event, so Ravina was saying, even though Ravashi was clearly the Rebbe, who lived, was much older than Ravina, but eventually Ravina became a Talmud Chover, so he became like an equal to him, and therefore he was able to paskin. Amar Rava, Tzurber Rabbanon Chozi L'Nafshe. We just brought up this idea that the biggest Chacham, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the city, is supposed to look at the knife. If the person himself is a Talmud Chacham, he's able to look at the knife, even if there is somebody in Elton town who's greater than he is. But if it's his own Shechita for himself, he's able to look at his own knife. Ravina, so now the Gemara tells a story. Ravina Ikla the Mechuzah. Ravina went to the city of Mechuzah. I see Ashpezichnei Sakino. So he went to a hotel, and the hotel keeper was shechting an animal for supper that night, and he brought him the knife to check, and he showed Ravina the knife. Amar Lei, so Ravina said, "Zilam Tei L'Rava, go show it to Rava, because Rava is the poisik, is the Rava of the city. Go show it to Rava, don't show it to me." Amar Lei, Lo Savar Mar, Hoda Amar Rava, but don't you agree with what Rava himself said? Tzurber Rabbanu Chozi L'Nafshe, that a Talmud Chacham was able to look at his own knife, and you're going to eat over here. Amalei, I know Ms. Ben Zavina. He says, "Yes, I'm going to eat the meat, but I'm no different than anybody else purchasing meat. You're the butcher, and I'm just eating your meat. You're serving it to me, so therefore this is not my... If I was doing the shechita for myself, so then I could look at the knife myself. But if you're doing the shechita, even if it's on my for my sake, that's not a heter for me to check the knife." Simon Zilo Lahane Machlif Ika V'Yakov. These are the next Gemaras. Rabbi Lozer Mahagreni of Rav Abba Bar Tachlifa. So Rav Lozer Magreni and Rav Abba Tachlifa iklu lebei Rav Acha berei de Rav Ika. They went to Rav Acha's house. Ba'asrei de Rav Acha ba Yaakov, in the city of Rav Acha ba Yaakov. So boy Rav Acha berei de Rav Ika. So Rav Acha the son, the host, lemevet, he wanted to do lemevet le igla tilsa. He wanted to prepare an igla tilsa. So there's always two pshatim on what that means. Either the third born calf or a calf that's only a third aged, which either way is considered the best meat to eat. So Isi Sakina, he was going to prepare this food for them. So Isi Sakina, so he brought the knife that he was going to shecht with, and he wanted to show it to his guests. Amalu Ravacha Bar Tachlifa Loy Lechesh Le Saba So he says, aren't you worried, Lisaba, for, remember, this was the city of Rav Acha by Yaakov, aren't you worried about him? Amalu Rav Loza, my greatest, Rav Loza said, Hachi Amar Rava, Rava already told us, Sumer Rabban Chazil Anafshei. So Talmud Chacham is able to look at the knife himself, he doesn't have to show it to somebody else. Chazisa, he looked at the knife, he checked it, Vianesh, and eventually he got punished. Whatever it is, we don't know what it is, but he got punished because he did this. Rav Loza Magrenium. He did get punished. So the Gemara says, "Vam Rav Tzur Rabban Chazil Anafshei." What's the problem? Lamaisa, Talmud Chacham is able to look at the knife himself. My answer, Shani Hasam to Aschilu B'Chvoidon. The difference is that once they started talking about it and suggesting it should go to him, then even if he is a Talmud Chacham, once they got to that point, he should have said, "You're right. You should show it to the Talmud Chacham." In other words, if just somebody gave him the knife, he looked at it, fine. He looked at it and finished. It's done. But once they started discussing about whether or not they should show it to the Talmud Chacham of the city, then already you can't. You have to show it to him because that would be a stepping on his covet if you don't. The boy is saying another teretz is Shani Rav Acha bar Yaakov the Muflug. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was so much greater than them that even if he's a Talmud Chacham, but he was a little guy compared to a big guy, you got to show it. You got to show the knife to the big guy. Amar Rav Lafusha Meisur Afilu Befanav Shaper Dami. Excuse me. That when till now that we were discussing the idea that you're not supposed to paskin in front of your rebbe, that's what I'm talking about when you're giving a heter or paskining a shayla. Sorry. But if you see somebody doing something that's usur, and your Rebbe is not saying anything, then even the Talmud is allowed to say something to stop him from the isur. Why? Ravina, like we see in the story, Ravina haba Yosef came to Rav Ashi. Again, Ravina was sitting in front of Rav Ashi. Chazir ba'hu gavro, he saw this person to call usur le lechamer betzinsa b'shaboto, that he was tying up his donkey around the tree on Shabbos. So Rama ve'kalo le'yashkech fei. So Ravina started screaming at the guy to stop, and he didn't listen. So now Ravina asked Rav Ashi, shouldn't this person, in other words himself, be in Chayrim because I screamed something in front of my Rebbe? So this guy said to Rav Ashi, shouldn't Ravina be in Chayrim because he's screaming at me in front of you? So Ravina said, now Ravina was saying, is it apikaris? Is it such a bad thing that I said something in your presence? Amalei, so Rav Ashi answered, "Ein chachma vein tuna vein eitzel neged Hashem." There's nothing stands up when you're protecting, when you're doing it for the sake of Hashem. Meaning, kol mokam sheyesh by chilul Hashem. If there's going to be a chilul Hashem possibility, ein chokin kavod l'rav. You don't have to worry about the kavod of the rav if you have to worry about the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So to stop somebody from doing something else, or again, Rashi says, if the Rebbe is not doing anything about it, the Rebbe is not saying anything, then you should step up and you should say something. Amar Rabba, the fun of Osir. So now going back to this topic about when it's mutter Osir to pass in front of your Rebbe. So Amar Rabba, the fun of Osir, the chayiv miso. The person who passes in front of his Rebbe is mamash chayiv miso. Shaloi b'fanav, if he's not there, as we'll see later, more than three parsois away, also you still shouldn't pass in. But ain't chayiv miso, but you're not chayiv miso. So the Gemara says, "Shaloi b'fanav loy, you're not chayiv miso if it's not in front of him." V'hatani Rabba Loza Roimer. When they paskined in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were chayav misa. My darsh, what are they paskined? They put boards to burn on the mizbeach. So Amru, they darshened afal pisha esh yeredes min hashamayim, even though there is a fire that comes down onto the mizbeach directly from Shemaim, so there's going to be a fire there anyway. Mitzvah lahavim in a hedget, it's still appropriate for a hedget to put wood on the mizbech. In any event, this was the thing that they passed, and therefore they became chayav amisa. The Talmud echod hoya, and then the Gemara tells another story. Hoya lo the Rebbe Eliezer, shehoyra halacha b'fanov. And he paskins in front of Rebbe Lozer. Amr Rebbe Lozer, so Rebbe Lozer said, le'im shalom ishtoy to his wife. To me, I'm curious to see im yotzi zeh shnasai. I want to see if this guy is going to live a whole year. And the case was v'lo yotzi shnasai. He taka did not live. He died early. So amr loy. So his wife said to him, "Navi ata, you're a navi. You were able to predict that this guy is going to die." So amar lo. So he said, "Loy navi anoichi v'loy ben navi anoichi. I'm not a navi. I don't have anything to do with that." Elakach mekublani. But this is what I know. Kol hamoyer halacha b'snei rabbi chayiv. Misa. Somebody passes in front of his Rebbe, he's going to be chayav misa, and that's what this guy did. V'omer Rabbi Baruchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Oisai Talmud, Yehuda ben Gurya Shemai, that was who it was. Vahaya Rachik Mimena Shalosh Parsois. And it was more than three parsois away. So based on what we just said before, according to what Rava said, if you're Shalai Bafanam Yanachayev Misa, here we see the story was that he was far away from him, and he was still, and he still died. So the Gemara answers, no, Bafanav Havi, he really was in front of him. Oh, Vahaya Rachik Mimena Shalosh Parsois cover, but Lamaisa, the story says he was three parsois away. So the Gemara says, but is that really a true fact? Shemoi v'shem Ovid lama. Why does the Gemara have to tell us the details of this guy's name and his father's name? Elish shalay time and mashal hoya. It doesn't want to sound like a made up story, but it was a real story. So we add some details in. So it also could be over here that he wasn't really three parsois away. He was less than three parsois away, and that's why he died. But anachanami, if you're further away, Rava's statement that you're not chayav misa is still true. Anybody who passes in front of his Rebbe, he should get bitten by a snake. I seem to be young. Okay, and Zachalti, and therefore I Zachalti is I gave over, I kept quiet. This is also Zoichli Ofer is the biting of a snake. Okay, so therefore we see that somebody passes in front of his Rebbe is chayiv for a snake to bite him. Ze'iri Amar Ravina Rav Chanina Nikra Choyte. If somebody passes is called a Choyte, he's doing Averish. And Amar believe it's Sifanti Masecha that I kept quiet what you said. Laman Loyech Teloch, so that I shouldn't be sinning. So we see that if you say something when you're not supposed to say something, that itself is a chayt. Rav Hamnuna Rami. Rav Hamnuna asks a stira. Ksiv, believe it's Tzvati Emrasecha that I kept your statements quiet. Ksiv, besides it, Tzedek B'kal Rav. I told whatever you said to a great, great group. So we see that he did talk. My answer is, like Kasha, Kambas Mansha, Ira Hayi Iri Kayim. So when Iri Kayim was alive, he kept quiet. Kambas Mansha, Ira Hayi Iri Kayim. After Ira Hayi Iri died, so then David HaMelech was willing to talk. Amar Rav Abba, Barazavta, Kol Anoisim Matanoisim B'kayin Echod. Anybody who has matanos, there are certain 24 matanos kahuna that you're supposed to give, like trumas and maestras and gracious agays and all those cuts of meat that you're supposed to give to the kohen. So anybody who gives all those various presents to one kohen may be roav lo'olam, brings a drought, a famine to the world. Shenemar ira ha'ira ha'yakayim l'david. That Ira Iru was the Kayin that David used. So the Gemara asked, David Haya Kayin, who da have a Kayin? Mekuleyam loy. He wasn't a Kayin for anybody else. He was only David HaMelech Kayin. Elo, Shahi Meshagad Lai Matanoisa. So David HaMelech used to send all his Matanois to this one Kayin, the Ksid Basrei. And it says after that, by Hirov, the Yimei David, there was a famine. So we see that there was the juxtaposition between these two Pesukim shows us that it was a problem for David HaMelech to send everything to one person. But the Lothar Aimer, Maridinai Samigad Lusai. Somebody, if you send all your matanos to one person, sorry, if you pass in front of your Rebbe, you lose your gedula. Shenemar v'yamer Elazar hakayin al anshei atzava. So and he's Rebbe Elazar hakayin started passing in to the people. Now the Gemara says, Apagav da amalu la'achi abba tziva. Even though he pointed out that it wasn't coming from him, it was really something that he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'oitzu lo tziva, and Hashem didn't talk to me. So he said, he quoted B'Shem, his Rebbe, B'Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, Afilohachi Yanash, he was still punished. Why? Dechtiv, Lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamui. That when Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua he was going to take over, he told him that you're going to stand and you're going to ask Shilas to Eliezer HaKohen. It was the Kohen Gadol. Loyashkan to Yitzchak LeYeshua. And we never see that Yeshua actually went and spoke to Eliezer HaKohen with the Urim Batum. So we see that Eliezer HaKohen was demoted from his level. Amar Rav Levi, called the mace of Milo Kamei Rabbe. Anybody who says something in front of his Rebbe, also the show, is going to die. Blood without children. Shenema, Vayan, Yeshua, Ben Nun, Mesharis Moshe, Mibachurav, Vayomer, Adoni, Moshe, Kloim. This is talking about when Eldad and Medad were saying Nevuah in the camp. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to gather the 70 Zakanim to the oil, and Eldad and Medad didn't come, and they started saying Nevuah where they were out in the camp. And when Yeshua found out about this, Yeshua said, "What? Moshe Rabbeinu is not worthy anymore." But still, the way Rashi learns here is that they were roi to say nevuah, and basically Yeshua was ki'ilu paskening that they were roi to say nevuah. The ksiv, so Yeshua again paskened in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. The ksiv nun benoi. Nun benoi Yeshua, that Yeshua was the son of Nun, Yeshua benoi. But in other words, he was the only son, but Yeshua himself didn't have any other sons, didn't have any children. So we see that it's chas v'shalom could cause that a person should die without any sons, without any children. Uplegi the Rav Abba bar Papa. But if you learn this pshat, in other words, if you learn that this is the reason that Yeshua was punished because he said something in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, that argues on Rav Abba bar Papa. He has a different pshat. He has a different reason why Yeshua was never zeicha to a son. Amar Rav Abba bar Papa leinenish Yeshua el b'shvil shabito lets Yisrael laila echem ipiri v'rivya. Yeshua was responsible for one night that Gantz Klal Yisrael wasn't able to be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu. Why? Shenema. The story goes the following: Yeshua was in Yericho. This is when they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua was making a plan to ambush the city of Yericho. And they picked up his eyes and he saw the Malach standing in front of him. The Ksiv, and it says by the Malach, ki ani sar tzva Hashem, atavosi, I am the officer of Hashem, I'm a messenger of Hashem, I came now to punish you. So Amar Loi, and the Malach said to him, Emesh b'taltim tamashal shepen arabayim. Yesterday, for whatever reason, Klal Yisrael didn't bring the carbon tumit. V'afshal b'taltim tamashal shepen arabayim. And now you're busy planning the war instead of learning Torah. So Yeshua said to the Malach, Aleza mehen baso, so which one are you coming to punish me for? Which one of them is the bad Aveira? Amar Loi, ata basi, I'm coming now. In other words, because of the fact that you weren't learning Torah is the worst of the two Averis that you did. Yad. So right away, even though Tosfos says a little bit later, Vayelech Yeshua b'layla ahu b'soich emek, Yeshua went into the valley, and this is again really discussing how Yeshua planned the ambush they were going to do for the city. Va'omar Rabbi Yechonar Malamed, but we darshan from this Malamed shahalach ba'amukai shel halacha, that he was really involved in the emek, the depth of halacha. In any event, so the point is that there was a night where Yeshua, instead of learning and not fighting a war, Yeshua was busy fighting a battle. And when he was fighting a battle, of course, in those days they used to bring the Aron Kodesh, the Aron, with them. The Gemiri, and here's this is the relevance. The Gemiri, and we learned, Kol Zman Sha'aron V'Shchina Shuruyim B'Shaloi B'Mekayim. And if the Aron is not in its proper place, Asurim B'Tashma Shemita. Now it is the Tashma Shemita. So therefore, since the Yeshua had the Aron with them out in the battlefield instead of being in the Kodesh Kodashim, so Mamela, nobody was able to do Tashmish, and that's how he was Mevatel Klal Yisrael from Puru Revu. Omar Rav Shmua Bar Ine, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, Godol Talmud Torah, Yoyusim Me'akrovas Tamidin. You see that Talmud Torah, learning Torah, is even more choshev, more important than bringing a carbon Talmud. We actually have a Gemara in Brachas that says a similar thing, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises David HaMelech for learning more than Shlomo HaMelech bringing the Karbonis. In any event, the Gemara proves it over here also. The Omar Lei Atabasi, because the Malach said, which when Yeshua asked him which one of these two things is the worser offense, he says, I'm coming because of the fact that you didn't learn Torah. So we see that learning Torah is more chashuv. Okay, now an interesting halacha. Omar Abruna, Omar Rav, Kol HaYashin Bekila She'ish V'Ishtai Shruyim Ba. Anybody who sleeps in the tent that a husband and wife are supposed to have privacy in, and they're there, Allah v'kosef oimer n'shei ami tigrushun. The wives are going to be divorced. In other words, mibeis tanugah from its happiness. Okay. So in other words, you're preventing them from the husband and wife from behaving, you know, among themselves like husband and wife behave because you're there. V'amar Rav Yosef, afilu b'ishta nida, and this is true even if the guy's wife is a nida, meaning that. Even though they're not going to do anything, not going to do tashmish, but I saw that Rabbeinu Yonison on the wrist points out that it's because even when a wife's in need, still a husband and wife have, like, you know, their secrets and their way that they behave with each other that they're embarrassed to do in front of somebody else. So therefore, even if she's in need, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't interfere with a husband and wife. Rav Omar im ishtai nidahi. If his wife is in need, it's a good thing that he's there because this way nothing bad, you know, they can't do anything inappropriate. But the Gemara says, but that's not true. The Ara Idna Man Natre, who was watching them. In other words, the husband and wife, over the course of the marriage, the wife is the Nida, so it happens. But even so, they still have their relationship, and nobody else should come between Chas V'Shalom, between a husband and wife. Okay, back to our Gemara. Now back to the concept of renting space from a goy. Ahum avoda havedayba lachmon baristik, and some Rishonim have the gears of homon baristik, that there was a goy that lived in this mavoy with a bunch of yidden, and he refused to rent out his space to them, so they couldn't make an eruv. So Amru lei agar lo rishusech. So they said to him, why don't you rent your space to him? Lo agar lohu. He didn't refuse. He refused to rent his place, the mavoy, to the other yidden. They couldn't make an eruv. Also Amru lei labai. So they come and they tell labai, what should I do? Amru lohu. So he said to them, zilu betilu rishusechu legabi chad. Go, all of you, let's say there were five of them, all five of you, four out of the five, be mevatel your shus to one guy, so have a lay yachid b'makam nachri, and then you'll only be considered as if one yid lives among the goyim, yachid b'makam nachri lo yasir, and then one yid, as we learned in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, one yid is not going to be asir, so it's not a problem. Amrulay, so they said to him, midi hu taima el de lo shchiach the dairi. Isn't the reason why one yid is not a problem because the based on the gezeira that we learned last week that the point is one yid won't live among goyim, but here lemaisa you have five yidden or multiple yidden living there. So why the gezeira should apply even if they're mevatel rishus? V'halcha kadairi, and lemaisa over here they're living here, so the gezeira should apply. Amar lahu, so Abaye said to them, kol betulah rishusayhu gavi chad. The idea, the concept of everybody being mevatel their rishus to one person, milsad l'shchichahu, that itself is unusual. And since that's an unusual scenario, that also puts it in the category of something unusual that the Rabbanan wouldn't deal with. Well, milsad l'shchichahu goes about Rabbanan, and since it becomes an unusual event, the Rabbanan would not make a gzeira in that case, and therefore it shouldn't be usher anymore. So Azarab, okay, so that's what he told them to do. Everybody should be mevatel the rishus to one person. It'll be ki'ilu as if one person is renting, has space with the guy, and it's not going to be awesome. So, Amar lei, Azul Rav Huna Berei the Rav Yeshua, Amar l'shmaizik amei the Rav. So he repeated this halacha of Abaya that it should be mevatel the rishus to one person. Amar lei, so Rav said, Im kein betal to tayres eir. May I say mavi? If so, you're going to make people are going to think that there's no such thing as erev anymore. Because what's going to happen is, these people now that it's only one person living there, so the halacha is as we learned in the Mishnah with one person, you don't need to make an erev at all. It's only one yid and goyim. There's no requirement that there be an erev. So you're going to be mavatal the din of erevin. So they said dima arvi. And if you're going to suggest that they'll put up an Erev anyway, they'll go through the regular procedure of putting up an Erev, so they won't forget the halachas of Hilchas Erev. So Yemru Erev Mayor B'Makam Nachri. So then they'll say, okay, fine. Then I guess an Erev does work even though they're living among Goyim, even without renting space from a Goy. So either way, you're gonna come out with the wrong halacha. So the Gemara says, we'll make a achraz, we'll make an announcement, we'll tell everybody, really the Erev doesn't do anything, we're just doing it so we don't forget Tyre's Erev, so we'll know that it's not a real Erev, so you won't make the mistake. So the Gemara says, achrazos l'darzaki, you're going to make a achraz for the little children, meaning that it's very nice you're going to make this achraz today, but tomorrow, in a year from now, who's going to remember the fact that the Erev is here really as a non-issue? It's not a real Erev. Nobody's going to remember that anymore. And then you're going to eventually, everybody's going to look and they're going to say, oh, there's an Erev over here. And they're going to end up thinking that you're going to make an Erev with a guy. And we know, of course, that that's not true. Ela Amar Rava, we'll finish with this. Ela Amar Rava, leizel chad minayu lekarav lei. Let one of the guys, one of the people in this mavud become very friendly with him. The lishol minay duchta. And then they'll ask if they could use some of the space in the goy's property, the linichba mide, and they'll put something in that property. The havalei kisikurai, the kischiroi velikutai. Then he'll become like a worker. We're going to get into this next week, but he says that even if they rent a drop of space from the guy, if you're considered a worker for the guy, then you're considered as if you live there in the guy's space. And then it's no longer renting space from the guy. Now you can make an Erev with the yid who's in the space of the guy. And now you don't have a problem with the guy refusing to rent out his space because you can make the Erev with the yid. All right, we'll stop over here.